I'd love to ask just a couple of more tricky questions. I'm thinking about women, potentially men who are thinking of coming to see you, who might have a few kind of tricky questions. Like, for example, what about nudity? Like, so presumably the client is going to be naked, but what do you wear? Are you naked? Are you
partially
clothed? Again,
on the form, these are things that I put there that can be requested. Most men prefer me to be naked. Now, clearly, if they're going to be coming here, part of that will be about that physical intimacy. And actually, going back to that, I believe that there is a process for males of mutual touch that creates a trusting, bonding relationship that is actually an anthropological process that's been going on for hundreds of thousands of years. Because I see a lot of men in their late 30s, early 40s, who suddenly find themselves coming from a heterosexual background where they're looking for that physical touch with another male. I don't think it's coincidental. I think it's as a male's sexual process is being, libido is being turned down. As we get older, our libido actually lessens. We are then, our role changes from being competitive procreators to cooperative providers. Mm-hmm. That means we have to go from being competitive with other males to cooperative. And without speech, the only way we could have done that is through touch. The more intimate the touch, the more bonding the relationship. You touch my testicles, I'll touch your testicles. Oh, okay, that feels good, and it relaxes me. Let's go hunting together. And I think that's something that's ingrained in the male psyche. So I'd see it as an important part of it.
So the men tend to...
Nine times out of ten.
You to be naked.
Yeah, and I'm quite comfortable with that. I don't mind being touched. If it's about exploration, if it's relevant, if it's appropriate to what's going on, then it's fine. But I do have my own personal boundaries as to where that goes.
So if a client prefers you to be naked and to receive touch from them as well, then that's okay with you?
Yes, that's okay, provided it's not gratuitous, provided it's respectful, and provided it is incorporated within the massage. So it becomes a part of it. It's almost a sort of a byproduct. And for males, actually, I talked about the female dynamic of needing to be desired. The male dynamic is one of approval, because if the male is not selected to have sex, and approved of by the female, he doesn't have sex. He can't make a baby. His genetic line is dead in the water. So for a male, reaching out and touching another person, it's all about how that person receives it. If they don't receive it, he gets disapproval. If they receive it, he gets approval. If he's approved of, he relaxes, he gets turned on.
Right.
And I say that to every woman. If you want to get your man, give him approval. In whatever shape or form it is, he will lap it up and he will get turned on. Because at a very primal level, he's basically being told, you can produce offspring.
Right.
It's okay.
So giving approval to a man is
any
what,
form.
Is
so him reaching out and touching me is testing to see whether I will engage with him. If I stand back, he'll feel tense and anxious. And he won't. On the other hand, if it's someone who's very, very cautious, I'm not saying it's always. Women, on the other hand, that's not part of their dynamic. So I would say 8 out of 10 wouldn't touch me. Interestingly, they quite like to know that I'm naked, and I believe that is more about compatibility of, well, if I'm going to be lying here naked, I want you naked as well. You know, I don't want to be the only one focused on here.
So that might be a reason why.
So I think it's more about just, you know, yes, self-conscious about being naked in the room. Having said that, you know, it's not like we have a ceremony of getting undressed. I will only get naked when I think it's appropriate. And it might be that I don't think it's appropriate. And I don't. But on the form, again, it actually asks the question, would you like me to be naked or would you like me to...
And they've got the choice.
And they can say 0, 3, 5, 7, 10. So it might be a 5. I will then assess the moment. If I'm noticing that in the moment they are reaching out or they're touching me as my leg happens to pass their hand, I'm noticing that they're stroking my leg, I'll know that they're actually encouraging that
so you're
process.
Reading the cues.
So again, reading the cues. If there's no physical touch, then I might go, okay, in that case, I'll hold back and I'll remain dressed. I'll just see what's going on.